80 generals gone. Hegseth's purge reshapes the officer corps as Army Secretary departs. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth pulled additional Army officers from the two-star promotion list this week, extending a removal campaign that has now eliminated more than 80 generals and admirals from the promotion pipeline since the administration took office. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll resigned Monday, the most senior civilian departure from the Pentagon under Hegseth, in a move that signals either a policy dispute or an environment that insiders found untenable, given that political appointees at that level do not typically resign mid-tenure. The scale is historically significant. The United States military maintains roughly 40 active duty four-star generals and admirals at any given time, and the two-star level is where officers who have already demonstrated exceptional performance are vetted for senior command. Removing more than 80 from the promotion pathway over approximately 18 months constitutes a structural reshaping of the senior officer corps, not a routine personnel action. The administration's stated rationale has included removing officers associated with DEI programs, those who testified before Congress in ways the administration found unfavorable, and others deemed insufficiently aligned with the commander-in-chief's priorities. Military historians have raised a longer-term institutional concern. What happens to an organization's learning capacity when the officers with the most accumulated operational experience are removed from the decision-making pipeline during a period when multiple conflicts are active? The generals affected are not junior officers but individuals with 25 to 30 years of knowledge in combined arms operations, coalition warfare, and strategic planning. Former service chiefs from both parties have commented publicly on the developments with concern, though civilian control of the military, including authority over promotions, is foundational to the American constitutional order. The House this week is scheduled to vote on a constitutional amendment that would explicitly cap the Supreme Court at 9 justices, a measure that faces long odds but serves both parties' positioning needs. Republicans can put Democrats on record opposing the cap, while Democrats can argue that court-packing anxiety is itself the political point. Neither side expects passage.